The coronavirus pandemic has been difficult for many small businesses, but for one local company, sales have been through the roof. WAMU's arts and culture reporter Michaela LaFrac has the story.
Matthew Goins's house in Northwest DC is absolutely full of cardboard boxes.
So our living room, dining room are largely filled with boxes, which is cool because the boxes turned into a castle for my kids. Part of it becomes a diving board for them to jump onto the sofa.
His wife, Marnell, has a different attitude about it. The two met while in graduate school at Howard University and now have three kids.
He likes chaos and I like peace and quiet. I'm just trying to do laundry.
Their home currently serves as the headquarters of Puzzle Huddle, the children's puzzle company they founded in 2018. The puzzles feature illustrations of Black and brown people doing prestigious jobs. There's one with a doctor in a hijab and another of a little girl in the Oval Office. Matthew Goins says he got the idea a few years ago while toy shopping for his children.
When I looked across that collection, it started to become very obvious to me that there was very little diversity.
What he saw, he says, was a lot of white princesses. So he started making puzzles himself, first by printing out images and gluing them onto cardboard. When he and his wife decided to start a business, they hired illustrators and found a manufacturer in China. They package and ship everything themselves out of their home. Their kids, now 7, 5, and 3, insist on helping.
They mostly put the stickers on crooked, and that's their contribution. Them helping is actually makes the work significantly less efficient. It's really adorable.
Sales grew slowly, then all at once. The COVID-19 pandemic created a booming market for educational children's toys, especially for parents working from home with young kids to entertain. Then racial justice protests broke out across the country in the wake of the police killings of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and others.
And then there was just these really big calls for buying Black and supporting Black businesses. And so in the spring, we actually sold out of products.
The sudden interest made it hard for many Black-owned small businesses to keep up with demand. Shops selling everything from books to clothing were inundated with orders. Anika Hobbs owns the boutique Nubian Human in the Anacostia Arts Center.
We don't always necessarily have the infrastructure to scale. A lot of us are learning this from scratch. We don't have parents that own businesses. I just don't think a lot of people understood that.
But as long as customers can be patient, she's excited to have their business. Nubian Human has sold Puzzle Huddle products for 2 years. She just put in another big order this week.
They don't find that anywhere else. You know, they don't find a group of puzzles that look like their children, you know, that can teach them and inspire them.
Then last month, Puzzle Huddle hit the small business jackpot. They got a call out of the blue saying Oprah would be featuring the company on her annual favorite things list. Essence and the New York Times also included them on their holiday gift guides. A mail truck now stops by the house to pick up dozens of outgoing packages every day, including during our Zoom interview.
Uh-oh. The mail carrier is here. Let me just scream down in the basement real fast, and I'll be right back. 1 second.
Despite all the success, running a small business is still a financial risk. Matthew works on the business full time, and the family relies on Marnell's income as a dean at Marymount University. But, she says, they're finally getting to a place where they can start making more investments in the business.
And we're sitting around a dining room table, and I'm surrounded by boxes, and I'm like, all right, you know? In 2021, a warehouse is going to be something that has to be part of the discussion.
For now, the Goinses are packaging up orders in the living room while their kids do puzzles at their feet. For WAMU, I'm Michaela LaFrac.
Regional news coverage from WAMU 88.5 is made possible through listener support. You can join with your contribution at WAMU.org. Click the donate button. And thanks.